You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Air Force Academy is going to have their graduation ceremonies this morning, and that means if you're down near the Academy in Colorado Springs, Jeremy, you would be treated to a show by the Air Force Thunderbirds.
Awesome.
Those are spectacular displays.
Yeah, incredible pilots, man.
They are awe-inspiring. Anyway, so if you're going to be down in the Springs area, eye to the sky for that. For years and years and years, this particular morning show has railed against meetings at work, that offices have way too many meetings. We always say, dude, put it in an email. Now there's yet another report. You know, and the funny thing is, Jeremy, we can report on this every single day, and every single manager who listens is going to be like, yeah, that's an interesting study. We should have a meeting. We should have a meeting to talk about this.
Yeah.
New report says nearly 80% of workers bemoan the fact that they are wasting time in unnecessary meetings every single week.
Yeah, it's the whole this could have been an email situation.
Yeah. So, you know, again, when are, you know, companies going to get the hint? For every five meetings you schedule, I bet you can do away with four of them.
You're probably right. We are lucky. We only have our once a month meeting.
Yeah, and it's Dave fine. Fleck makes it fun. So that's
yes, good. And it's just fine.
But you see all these other meetings that companies have to go through, and everyone sits drearily around a conference table. Like,
I could be working right now.
Yeah, and then let me just point this out one more time for every boss out there who says, it's just an hour, it's not a lot of lost productivity. Yeah, but if you've got 20 people in the meeting, that's 20 hours of lost productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Got to look at it that way. Wait, that's out. And then the last little bit I've got is kind of funny. Tomorrow night on HBO Max is when they're doing that Friends cast reunion, where they sit around and they catch up. What have you been up to? Oh, talk about that show you were in. Yeah, remember that time we did that episode, you know, where we made the girls kiss? Kind of funny to me. Well, apparently the CW network is going to be doing their own version of it. They're going to spoof it by doing another reunion special where the stars sit around and talk and catch up. It's a Scooby-Doo reunion special.
Scooby-Scooby-Doo.
So it's not the voice. I mean, it is the characters who are going to be sitting, you know, Fred and Velma.
So like cartoons sitting there, reminiscing.
Daphne and Shaggy and Scooby. Right. We'll sit around and they will reminisce
zoinks.
And catch up.
Count the zoinks. Take a shot every time he says zoinks.
I hope they have to pull a mask off somebody at the very
yes,
end.
Yes, they will. They have to.
Anyway, cheers to CW for doing
funny.
That is perfect. Hey, what else is trending?
Well, here's a nice little segue. Speaking of that Friends reunion, and everyone was wondering what's wrong with Matthew Perry. He was slurring his speech during some interviews. He just looked funny in some interviews, you know, all the pre-promotion for all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess they are saying now that he had to have emergency dental work. Now, this is coming from some British tabloid, so who knows if it's true or not, but he had to have an emergency tooth procedure on the day that they were shooting some of the promos and stuff for this, and it was affecting the way he was talking and slurring and blah, blah, blah. Do we believe
it? Allow me to say a likely story.
Right. So this dude's got a history of, you know, substance abuse problems. Bless his heart. He's gone through a lot. So who knows, though? Who knows? So if you've been sitting at home wondering what was wrong with Matthew Perry, now you know. Hey, look at this. Jer on sports. According to ESPN, fans are going to be allowed to attend NFL training camps this summer in accordance
with state and local guidelines.
Now, 30 teams have permission to open their stadiums at full capacity when regular season kicks off in September. We have two holdouts, though, Dom.
Who?
The Colts and your Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow.
They are still working on authorization to fill the stadiums, so I would imagine in the next couple weeks or so, They'll be opening up.
Listen to me.
What's it called now?
If you don't think for one moment
it'll be
that the ownership group of the Broncos isn't going to have a come to Jesus meeting with Governor Polis about this,
you're crazy.
Yeah.
The dude that's kind of in charge of it all has got quite the title. It's NFL Executive Vice President of Club Business and League Events. Woo! Mm. That's Mr. Peter O'Reilly. And he says, quote,
that an Italian boy
feels good about the process. So it's going to happen. An Italian boy, shut up. For anyone that cares, today is National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Yes. And National Paper Airplane Day. When was the last time that you made a paper airplane, buddy?
I was actually going to talk with you about that later on the show, about how depressing it is for me because my dad was career Air Force.
Oh, yeah.
And yet I suck so bad at paper airplanes.
Right into the ground.
It's really...
That's
I'm
funny.
I'm in despair over that.
Last Christmas, Reed got a paper airplane book where you actually tear out the pages and then it's got all these little dotted lines and everything. Mm-hmm. And you make mm-hmm. some pretty epic paper airplanes.
Do they actually fly?
They actually fly really well. So
oh, man.
That was
I
a
need
good,
to get that book, I
good
guess.
Purchase. According to a new report, there could be a fireworks shortage for the 4th of July. So your fireworks are going to cost you a little bit more this year. Places that sell them haven't been able to get as many in because of the pandemic. A lot of them are coming in from China, and they're waiting on shipments. I personally am okay with this.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sad one bit.
Because all the jerks around me that start firing them off, you know, in June. And keeping me up at night. And then specifically around that whole week of the 4th of July, it's just nonstop. You know? Ugh. So annoying. Let's talk about drunk texting. This dude sent a bunch of drunk texts to an aquarium in South Carolina. They've got a text line that's called Ask an Aquarium Educator. And apparently it happened last Wednesday, and he sent 7 different texts between 10:30 and midnight, telling the aquarium basically where he was, which is an area that is full of bars. So he was out drinking. He was texting, you know, what did this area look like 10,000 years ago? Why do seahorses like to grab stuff with their tails?
Are they legs or are they tentacles?
Why people say you should only eat oysters in months ending with R? I've never heard that one before. Anyway, the aquarium responded to all the texts. They're all online this morning. They're on our Facebook if you want to check them out. The guy did reply around noon the day after he sobered up and thanked them. He also joked that his wife should be happy he drunk texts aquariums instead of other ladies.
<That's> funny.
It is funny, isn't it? You want to do the burger thing later?
Yeah.
Let's do the burger thing later. We'll talk about the perfect burger. Let's do clickbait now.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Do you hate watching people blow out candles on birthday cakes? You know, especially now, they're spitting and getting germs all over that birthday cake.
Yeah, and then when they hand you a piece, do you just decline?
A Virginia man has the answer, Dom. He invented something called the Blowsy. It's a device that people blow into, and then there's a fan. So basically, it looks like you're blown into a big straw, and at the end of the straw is a fan that spins. So it's you blow into it, the fan spins, and blows out your candles.
That's pretty
no
funny.
No spittle anywhere. It's called the Blowsy, and it's on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.